Oh, this is easy. The Chipmunks.
I love it.
Alvin, Theodore, and Simon.
Oh, my goodness.
With Dave Seville conducting.
Yeah, that was the guy. How are you this morning?
Pretty well, thank you.
Good.
Was enjoying the... I actually liked the hot weather yesterday. It was just felt like a summer. And with the longer and longer winters we have, it was just good to get out there with some real warmth.
Well, it felt like summer in Panama, perhaps. But yeah, it did feel like summer, that's for sure. And then you get up. So last night, probably the same for you. I mean, when you get up this early in the morning, you kind of go to bed early, right? So when I went to bed
last night.
Well, you're in big trouble. I'm telling your dad.
I am in trouble.
Yes. Well, in theory, you were supposed to, even if you went to bed at midnight, it was still 85 or 88
it
degrees.
It was. Oh, I know. Right. Yeah.
So same here. And then you get up in the morning and it's 62.
Yeah.
What is it now?
Right now, it at the lake at 62. Yeah, in 62 officially at O'Hare, and we will the high will be around 70 today. So it's decidedly cooler and less humid than yesterday. So we had one blast of summer for yesterday, and today a little more normal, like I guess for the first part of June. It'll be nice today and nice tomorrow. Sunny, high near 80, 85. So kind of back to summer-like temperatures again.
You sound like Andy Avalos there.
I do.
Speaking of which, Andy Avalos is the guest on my Steve Dale's Other World podcast. You could check that out at WGNradio.com or WGNplus.com.
Take his word for it.
There we go. It just took a while. Theme's a little slow this morning.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Susan Russell is in the studio. She is the executive director of Chicago Animal Care and Control, a job title new to you, Susan. So you've been here before. You've been in the studio before because you have a long history with Chicago Animals and Animal Care and Control. But congratulations regarding the job. And I want to editorialize a little bit. When the city called me and said, well, Susan Russell's our person that we chose, just like that, in those words, I said in these words, hip, hip, hooray.
Thanks,
I was
Steve.
So thrilled to hear it, and I am. So congratulations to you.
Thank you very much, Steve, and it is absolutely great to be here again.
Well, our phone number, 312-981-7200. Our text, the same thing, 312-981-7200. So, Susan, first, before
yes.
we talk about animal control, there's a big special event coming up I want to talk about.
There is indeed.
And I want to talk about the focus and how we can improve things, but how much do they need improving anyway? Because the city is actually, despite what some may say, doing okay, mm-hmm. but okay may not be good enough. So I want to talk about all of that, but first I want to talk about you.
Okay, okay.
I know you're excited about that part of it. So how did you land at animal control? Because here you are, a high-powered attorney. What? How did that come about?
Well, as you know, Steve, I've been involved with Animal Care and Control as a volunteer for many years, as well as many nonprofits that assist the city shelter, like Safe Humane Chicago, Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control. And so quite familiar with the city shelter and the valuable services that it provides to people of Chicago as well as Chicagoland animals. As for background, as you know, I've been a litigator. I've been a marketing communications professional. A number of, perhaps, career choices that will assist me in this role, I believe.
I think that's absolutely true. And what I told Dave Schwani before when he came down to say hello, it's the right person for the right job at the right time,
thanks,
I think.
Steve. Well, thank you.
Which I think is great for Chicago and ultimately for Chicago families. Because pets are really a part
of... Pets are
of,
family.
Yeah, yeah.
You got it.
So tell me about animal control, even where it is and what it is. I think some people don't know. They must know okay, Chicago's got to have a, quote, city pound, but that's about all they know.
And thank you for asking that, Steve. Yes, Chicago Animal Care and Control is what's called an open admission city shelter and controlled facility. And
can I interrupt you for a second?
Absolutely.
Because one thing, and I every day, this seems to come up. I was just walking our dogs, and this wonderful person said, I'd like you to meet, and she introduced me to her two dogs. Uh-huh. One is a foster for Paws, and she went on about how Paws is a no-kill, and she takes this dog, which is a great thing, to foster, and in fact, it's going to be adopted from someone who saw this dog on Facebook in Colorado. And is coming all the way here for the dog. I mean, all of that is wonderful, but then she spoke about Animal Care and Control and also some other places, because she asked me where we got our dogs, and I mentioned that one is from the Animal Welfare League of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, that's a kill facility. I'm glad you got the dog out of there. Well, I hate the thing that I hate about the term no kill is then people say others are kill facilities. No, they're open admission. And I want to explain something, and you to help me, that by law, not only Chicago, and it's a good thing, cities all over the country, if there's an animal, they have to take it. Can you talk about that a bit?
I would love to talk about that, Steve, because being, like I said, an open admission animal care and control facility.
And that's the best way to put it.
We have to not only take animals that are surrendered to the facility, but we are also in, you know, a part of our responsibility is picking up animals that are out there stray, accepting strays coming in from Chicagoland. But as well, taking in dogs that are confiscated for abuse and neglect, they're as part of, Safe Humane's court case dog program deals with these animals, but these animals are part of their evidence. They're part of a court case. We also house impounded dangerous dogs, as well as wildlife, Steve. So we've got a whole panoply of goodies coming into the shelter that must be, as you've mentioned, accepted into the city shelter. So we're very much looking forward to continue building on some of the successes we had finding many of these animals a second chance.
And the other thing is that, so Chicago is criticized a whole lot by some individuals for what it doesn't do. So I want to talk about that a bit, but I want to talk about what we know. This isn't your opinion. It's not my opinion. It's really fact. What we know Chicago does do. Can you talk about that?
I would love to talk about that. We do know Chicago has a sheltering facility at Animal Care and Control, and that also means an adoption facility. So what do? We help animals get a second chance by placing those that have been deemed adoptable, health-wise, behavioral-wise, up for adoption. But we also partner with a ton of organizations, what we call Homeward Bound Approved Rescues, so that animals that come into the facility that might not be able to be placed on the adoption floor, or just the sheer number of animals that come into the facility, get a second chance because they're going out to rescue organizations that then find them a second chance through their organizations.
And you're talking about everything from purebred rescue type groups, like from German Shepherd Rescue, to groups out there whose sole mission is to pull animals from facilities like Chicago Animal Care and Control, find foster families for them, which opens up more mm-hmm. space at Chicago Animal Care and Control, or other places as well. And what's going on with the cats now is incredible.
It's pretty incredible. We have an incredible transfer team. And again, it's all about partnerships, Steve. We have had our rescues pull a ton of animals from the shelter, which has upped the live release rate considerably.
Well, Nancy and John, I believe, have an army. Literally an army working for them to pull these cats out. And just 5 or 6 years ago, it wasn't the case.
Well, it wasn't. But again, this is what partnerships can do. We also have wonderful staff and, like I said, volunteers on our transfer team that are working like crazy to get the exposure these animals need to get their second chance, but also to get the transfer partners in there to pull the animals.
You mentioned two words, wonderful staff. So you come in, and the presumption is, and I don't know why people think this. Well, I do know why. It's some negative media, maybe. Or it's maybe just in general what people think of city employees. I'm not sure. But I know some of the staff. I don't know everybody, but I know some of the staff. I certainly know the leadership at Chicago Animal Care and Control, and I know how much they care. So you come into this new job, and you don't know what your staff is going to be like, but you kind of cheat because you've already been there. You do know. And I think they are pretty incredible.
Well, I think they are too, and there's a very hard job to be done at the city shelter. Anytime there are multiple companion animals that are homeless, we have an imperfect situation. So all of our people work toward, compassionately helping these animals hopefully find a second chance, and if not, compassionately helping them along their way.
Now, you have a special event coming up. I suspect you always look for volunteers. I want to talk about how people can
certainly
do that.
Yeah.
But first, I want you to use your nose. It
Ooh.
Is, yeah,
oh,
it's
okay.
Fresh wave time. It's your favorite story time.
I need this for my trunk, Steve.
Yes, yes. Okay, listen up. Kate says that her family started using FreshWave products nearly a year ago, and they absolutely love them. They use the FreshWave packs and the FreshWave gel the most all throughout the house to get rid of those stinky dog smells in the bedroom. They could also wash the dog, and there's FreshWave pet shampoo, too, because that dog shouldn't be stinky in the first place. They have little toddler smells in the family room. I don't want to know what those are. And to keep the kitchen smelling clean and fresh, they use FreshWave, too. Kate says the packs are especially handy to keep the odors associated with travel at bay. And since the summer travel season is ramping up, that's a really great point. Kate recommends FreshWave natural odor-removing products to her family and friends all the time. And I don't blame her. I recommend the same. FreshWave products are made using only simple, pure, and natural ingredients. They're available at Bed Bath & Beyond, Ace Hardware, Target, Whole Foods, Mariano's, and The Container Store. To find your nearest retailer, go to FreshWaveWorks.com. Susan Russell, Executive Director of Chicago Animal Care and Control, is in the studio, and we are talking about just that, the city's municipal facility. Lots of texts coming in here, Susan. Our phone number as well as text number, 312-981-7200. I'll read some of them to you. They're mostly comments rather than questions.
Okay.
One is, I hate it when people dump animals all the time. And in that comment, by the way, I think is an important point that people don't look at enough. It is finding ways to get help to people so they are less likely to, quote, dump the animals. And I think that's something that we don't focus on. I think that the animal community sometimes focuses on the facility rather than the other end. I mean, if they weren't relinquished in the first place, then we don't have as many animals coming in.
Well, I think it's also important to look at the services that the shelter provides. Some people don't really have a choice. They might not be able to rehome their animal. For example, if you are homeless and you are living out of your car and it's 90 degree heat, the city shelter is a much safer place for your dog.
It
if
is.
You have no opportunities.
But
I have to agree with you. I do want to say this. I think it's important to look at the root problems and providing services and helping people keep their pets on the front end is a much better solution. And providing the resources that people need to keep their pets, whether it is veterinary care, whether it is food, whether it is a helping hand to help someone rehome a pet, is absolutely critical for helping keep the animal out of the shelter in the first place.
And before we run out of time, I definitely want to talk about the open house you have.
It's
coming
up. Thank you.
A week from yesterday, so that's June 18th, this coming Saturday.
That's right.
From noon until 2:30 at the facility, 2741 Southwestern. Tell me what's going to happen there. Apparently, there will be balloons.
There's always balloons. more importantly, there will be play groups. There will be information about what we do.
Play groups for dogs?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, cats, as you probably guessed, Steve, they don't do so well in play groups. The play groups is a program run by Safe Humane Chicago where we get dogs out to socialize together and build their skills among one another so that they are more easily adoptable and more attractive to adopters. You're going to meet many of our staff, you're going to meet volunteers, and many of our partners. Again, I emphasize that the success of the city shelter over the past few years has not only been because of great staff and volunteers, volunteers, but also our partners. So you'll meet many of those there as well. You'll see some of the new adoption pavilions that have been built, constructed over the past year, which we're very excited to show, much more spacious kennels for our dogs. And as well, you'll see a few other improvements.
Yeah, and the folks from Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control will be there too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that's this coming Saturday, June 18th, from noon until 2:30. And of course, there's no admission. You could just come by.
Oh, come on in and adopt a wonderful Chicago dog or cat.
Yeah, and what is a Chicago dog, by the way?
Let me tell you, Steve.
Hold on. We're going to, there is such a thing.
You bet there is.
Susan has said, I call them all American dogs.
And we got to be Chicago proud of our Chicago dogs, Steve.
I love you for saying that. We'll be right back to explain what that is. We're talking off the air. Susan and I very much agree. There's so much happening in Chicago every day that people just don't hear about. I mean, and
great
you were
stuff.
Just at
great
a graduation
stuff.
Event. I mean, think of all the students that have graduated this year. They're not in trouble. They're A or B students. They're going to go on and do great things with their lives. No one talks about them.
No, we have to emphasize the positive, Steve. There's so many good things happening.
And there are good things happening every day. Think of all the street events happening.
Yes,
I mean, the neighborhood festivals that are happening right now as we speak or about to launch later this morning in Chicago. So the open house is June 18th from noon until 2:30. What is... Oh, let me have a commercial. Let me have a commercial.
All yours, Steve.
I will do the commercial. I will read the commercial. And then I want to hear about a Chicago dog, what
Fantastic.
That is. Okay.
Fantastic.
Pets are an important part of the family. That's why we're here talking. So when they get sick, and ultimately they might, and it seems to, and you're a lawyer, maybe you can answer this question for me, Susan. Yes, use your litigation experience to answer this. Why is it that pets seem to never get sick? Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. It always happens at 4 in the morning, always happens on an Easter Sunday.
It's a conspiracy,
Sunday.
Steve.
I think so, you know. So Chicago, this is important, though. MedVet Chicago provides state-of-the-art care 24/7. And the thing is, it really is state-of-the-art care, and they have all these specialists on board, now 9 specialties, but more coming. In fact, an announcement to be made soon about a whole softball league, I think, coming there as far as numbers of specialists that are coming in to 3123 North Clybourne. That's about Clybourne and Belmont. As I said, the whole idea is they're open 24/7. ChicagoPetEmergency.com or call them at MedVet Chicago, 773-281-7110. An email after last week's show, which essentially said, Dear Steve, it sounds like you feel pretty strongly about this place. I do. 773-281-7110. Susan Russell, our new executive director of Chicago Animal Care and Control. We have just about a minute left, so I have a couple questions for you. And I wish we had time for the telephone calls and the texts. We're just out of time. what is a Chicago dog?
Well, Steve,
And you're not talking hot dogs.
No, but we don't put ketchup on them either. So, what is a Chicago dog? A lot of folks associate the dogs at Chicago Animal Care and Control with the label pit bull type dogs. I would like to call them all mixed breed dogs or Chicago dogs because, unfortunately, for better or for worse, there are too many misperceptions about these animals, and it kind of gives them a disadvantage to begin with. We have a lot of beautiful dogs. Yes, they have muscular bodies, broad smiles, and blocky heads, but that doesn't mean that they're necessarily any particular breed.
Well, in
and
fact,
so we
they're
want,
not.
They're not.
They're,
we want,
genetically, we know they're mixed breed
they're
dogs.
And we want every dog to be treated as an individual, and that's our goal as an organization is
Woo!
To help people.
I love that.
is to help people understand that the beautiful animals we have up for adoption and for rescue and transfer, they are all individuals, and indeed, they all deserve great families.
Literally, 15 seconds here, your goal for animal control?
To build on the successes we've achieved to date, reducing our euthanasia rates, increasing our live outcomes, and especially to enriching the lives of the animals that are in our shelter through various programs. So again, partnering, and more partnering, Steve, is our goal so that we can help more Chicagoans, engage in humane animal stewardship as well as find solutions for their companion animals.
Well, you are wonderful. Thank you so much for coming here.
Thanks for having us on.
You know, the invitation is open to you anytime.
Uh-oh.
And you are part of the reason why you do make us hashtag Chicago Proud.
Thanks so much, Steve.